Hello guys, welcome to my channel. I'm Warugi, my podcast. And so today I don't have much to say. Okay, I have a lot to say every day, but my time has really been squeezed. But I just have a story for you. And I know that, I don't know, I just hope that you guys will feel relieved and you'll feel at least, you know, we all have a shot in this life. And so I have two stories actually. There is one that I was reading this book from, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and the story about Charles Bukowski. I'm not really sure if that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, but so according to Mark, who wrote the book of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, he gave a story about Mark, and the story, you know, it's kinda, I'll just try to compress it into very few words. And it was about this guy, and this guy was really a shitty person. I'm just going to put it out there, he was really a shitty person, but he had a dream and he wanted to be a poet writer, and he had been writing poems for such a long time, but nobody discovered his talent. And so he had already given up, he had already seen that he's really not going nowhere with this dream. So he had accepted life as it is and he was just living. And one time around in his 30s, I'm not sure, 30s, 50s, around there, I think that, okay, I won't talk about the years. So one time as he was working, somebody approached him and he told him, you know, I have a small farm, I won't pay you much, but you'll be writing. You know, and he looked back at two options. I can stay in this job, I can stay miserable and earning something, or I can go to a lower earning job, but I'll feel contented and all that. And so he decided to go to the lower earning, but at least, you know, he will be doing something that he loved. And so when he went, you know, he wrote and he sold a lot of books, 6 million copies, 10 million poems, and a lot. He actually, some of his words or some of his writings are used in Buddhist something. And so I want you to look at this story. I think he actually made it when he was in his 50s. I think that's when, you know, he blew up. But even after he blew up, he was still the same shitty person. Like, money, the fame, the success didn't change who he was. But that's not the point. The point is, this guy had a dream and this guy had already given up. And actually, I hear on his tombstone, the epitaph reads, "Don't try." And I feel like a lot of us are so pressured, a lot of us are so hopeless, a lot of us feel like life is really sitting on them, and that's okay. I think it is good to recognize that life is not all that smooth. And even Mark in his book, he says that, you know, life is not supposed to be without suffering. Life wasn't created. You can imagine, even in the Bible, Jesus himself was the Son of God. He experienced a lot of, you know, rough people, the Pharisees, the teachers of law, a lot of people who thought that he was boasting and he was bragging and he was full of pride. Others didn't believe him, and actually he was actually betrayed. So you can imagine, this was the Son of God and life wasn't as smooth. And so even Charles, his life was not as smooth, and actually he had given up hope, he had given up trying, and that is when the door opened. And when the door opened for him, he became famous and he became successful. Before I give my, not summary, but my interpretation of this story, I want to tell you another story. And this story actually is about somebody who is, you know, a fellow citizen. And so there's this girl who has been doing a lot of TikTok videos, and she was a comedian, but she had been trolled by people telling her that what you are doing has been done before, people have done it, in fact you're just copying other artists, meaning why can't you be original, why can't you be, you know. But she continued doing it regardless, and at one time one of her audio clips actually blew up, and Rihanna, you can imagine, Rihanna recognized her. The Entertainment News recognized her. I don't know if it's Forbes or which magazine, I'm not sure. I won't really do that. And so some international magazine recognized her. So you can imagine, this girl was doing this thing and it only took one audio. And in fact, a lot of people criticized her for what she was doing, because what she was doing is not something that she was the first one to do it. It wasn't original. It has been done before by a lot of artists. Even when you break it down, you realize that there were many better artists. In fact, there are artists even at the same country in the US who have never even appeared on E! News or the magazines, or Rihanna has never acknowledged, and they are comedians. And so you can imagine, from such a developing country to a developed country, she has been recognized. And these two stories, when I look at these two stories, I feel like we pressurize ourselves so much. And the thing is, the one thing that people don't recognize is, if it's your time, it's your time. This girl is around maybe 23, 24. I don't think she's too old. And you can imagine, Charles was in his 30s and 50s, and that is when he blew up. So what am I saying? Your time will come. Don't lose hope. All you need to do is make it day by day. It doesn't matter. Your time might come when you are 60 years old. Your time might come when you are 50 years old. Some are making millions when they are only 19 years old, but they are already selling. Everybody has their own time. And I think the moment you digest this, then you stop looking at life at such a negative way, and you'll realize things happen, and things happen at their own time. And maybe your time is not now. Maybe you're in your 40s and you feel like everything is going wrong, and you look around and you see that your colleagues, your friends, your age mates, everybody is making it in one way or another, but you are still mark timing at the same place. But you need to realize, yours will happen. It always happens. People always, their time always comes. So don't lose hope. And let me tell you, even in the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, Mark says, you cannot control life. You really cannot control what happens in life. You can't control, it will rain tomorrow, I'll be promoted tomorrow, my crush will like me tomorrow, you know, I'll be recognized widely, I'll make a viral video that will go. In fact, even if you look at these viral videos that go viral, they really literally didn't expect it. You know, it surpassed their expectation and it just happened. And that is how life does. Life just happens. You can't control any aspect of your life. You will sleep today. Tomorrow you'll find that you've been fired. Tomorrow you'll find that your friends have been talking behind your back. You'll find that your lover has betrayed you. You'll find that your kids are not listening to you. You'll find that, you know, your boss is so fed up with you, and you cannot control how life happens. But you can always control how you respond to life. And, you know, it is okay to be sad. It is okay to be depressed. It's okay to be so angry at life. That is just part of life. You can't go on with life with all smiles and smiles and smiles and smiles. And I would really recommend anybody who hears this, read that book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I think that book is one of the best books that I have read, because he really doesn't even encourage or motivate, or he tells you that life will happen and you have to be ready to what life will throw at you. It won't always be smooth and it won't always be rough. And you really, once you have to know what you're supposed, what is more important for you, what is important to you, and you have to weigh. You really don't have to take everything so seriously and taking everything as if it's the end of the world. There are things you have to weigh. And I'll just leave you with this, is that even Jesus himself, he was the Son of the Most High, the Son of the Universe, the Son of a supernatural being, the Son of this really strong, powerful, present spirits. You know, this magnificent being that you can't even explain. He was the Son of that. And yet, life still threw him down. And yet, he still prayed. He knew he was the Son, and he still prayed for himself. He still prayed for others. He still prayed over what he's going through. Even during the storms, when he was coming together, coming the storm with his disciples, he prayed. He always prayed. And what we forget is that we find strength from prayers. You know, whatever life throws at you, always pray. There is peace. There is some kind of peace in prayers. And trust me, we all really need that peace. So anyway, guys, I'll leave you at that. And I love you so much. And I wish all of you the best of luck. And until next time, bye.